You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to Built for the Stage podcast. This is Joe Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. With clients in over 20 Broadway shows, clients on the West End, clients in Australia, Italy, Asia, South America, colleges across the U.S., we are fortunate enough to be spreading across the entire globe with our mission to be the bridge between the theater community and a pursuit of bettering themselves on the stage through their fitness. Actors are athletes. So train like one. If you want to go to our website, go to builtforthestage.com and you'll be on your way to a 7-day free trial where you'll work one-on-one with myself and our team of Broadway fitness coaches. Builtforthestage.com. Looking forward to chatting with you there on our fitness app. Or you can go to builtforthestage on Instagram. Love to chat with you there as well. Follow along. All right. Want to get into a topic today, two topics. It's going to be a solo podcast with just me. Hello, let's get used to one another. Hopefully you like my voice because you're going to be hearing a lot of it for about 10 minutes. We're going to chat about the willingness to endure and increased worth in the waiting. So let's start with the increased worth in the waiting. So in theater, so much of the time we judge our worth, we value ourselves through our booking, through our resume, through what show we currently are in. And a lot of the time, as you know, we oftentimes are not in the show. We are not booking. We are not filling up the resume. We are stapling the same resume to the back of a headshot for the same audition that we most likely will be told no at. And that is the reality of our industry. However, in the waiting is when we actually can hunker down, if you will, on your worth and also increase it. Your worth isn't when you book it. Your worth isn't on the stage. Your worth is established and increased during that waiting period, during the time when you should be putting in the work, whether it's in dance class, whether it's in your vocal studio, whether it's in the gym to better your physical performance so that you can do what it takes to be an elite actor on stage. There's nothing better than a director or choreographer to say, hey, can you do this for me? And you do it because you're able and you're willing. So I was talking to a friend about this and they are in this place of waiting and it sucks. It does. Let's just be, you know, let me be clear. I get it. I've been there. I'm there right now as well in other capacities as far as business and life. It's not fun, but it can be. If we put ourselves in a place where as we work to increase our worth, we are enjoying it. We're enjoying the process of bettering ourselves in the dance studio, in the vocal studio, in the gym. We are in acting class, in our on-camera work class, whatever it is, we have to find a way to embrace that we're still getting to do the thing. You know, a lot of seasoned vets will say, like, when I go into an audition, I get to perform. I'm viewing that 30 seconds to 90 seconds to 5 minutes or however long they're in the room as an opportunity to perform their craft. And that's what we have to view our waiting as. Or our writing time, whatever it is where you're flexing your artistic muscles, if you will, has to be a time of like, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. And the more okay I can be with it, the more I can enjoy the process, the better I will become, the more increased my worth will become. That's when the spotlight finds you. The spotlight isn't owed to anyone. The spotlight is put on you because of what you did during the waiting. Let me segue to the willingness to endure, because that goes hand in hand with this. A lot of people don't start because they're afraid to suck. I'll say that again. A lot of people are afraid to start because they're afraid they'll suck. And then the second part is a lot of people don't stick around because they'll be afraid that they'll suck or that they do suck. And I'm using suck, this blunt phrase, because that's what we use. It's 2023. Let's just speak as we do in everyday life. A lot of the times, not a lot of times, I'd say almost 99% of the time, society bases their decisions on fear of judgment, not from themselves, mostly from others. Oh, you know, if I go to dance class and really dedicate myself to this career for a year, 2 years, 3 years, however many years, and I don't make it, what's everyone going to think about me? What are my parents going to think? What are my friends going to think? What's my significant other going to think? If I go to this voice lesson and I'm a singer that is sitting around an F or a G, and I'm trying to get to a comfortable belt at an A, and I am scared out of my mind to be embarrassed to crack and whatever, I'm not going to start. And if I do start and the result of my starting is me cracking and me being embarrassed in front of my voice teacher or maybe other students that might be in the room, I might be likely to quit as well. So a lot of the time, talent, success, the light at the end of the tunnel is truly just achieved by enduring. How many times can you fail and keep moving forward? Sounds cliche, because it is, because it's true. Every time I talk on a podcast, I mostly go to a cliche, and I mostly then say I love cliches, because the reason that a statement is a cliche statement is because it's true. And it's said over and over and over again because it's true. And people want to roll their eyes at it because it sounds simple or silly, but it's the simple things that are the most difficult things. So I'm on here. I'm definitely have my coach hat on, and maybe you've tuned me out already or rolled your eyes or you're not even listening anymore. But you are, if you are listening, I'm 7 minutes and 52 seconds into this. So DM me, make sure you're following me at Bill for the Stage. DM me 8 minutes and I'll put you into a drawing to win free swag from us and a free month of coaching. So DM me at Bill for the Stage, make sure you're following us, and just DM me 8 minutes. And that'll put you into a drawing to win a free month of training and free swag from Bill for the Stage. So I'm going to wrap this up. Please, I don't want to say don't do something, but don't. Don't value your worth because you're waiting. Don't deter yourself from thinking that you aren't as good as the next person or as potentially as talented as the next person because you don't have something booked right now. Do be excited. Do wake up and say, you know what? When it's my time to shine, I'm going to be ready, because in this waiting, I'm going to enjoy the process of getting better. And I'm going to get that time to shine because of the work I'm putting in right now during the waiting. And I'm going to be willing to endure sucking. I'm going to be willing to endure people passing judgment on me, because really that person is unhappy themselves in various other reasons why they would want to pass judgment on someone else. It's not because they're above you. It's because they're below you. Hello, can I say that again? It's because they're below you, not because they're above you. I encourage you today to know your worth, to increase your worth, and to be willing to endure because you're strong enough, because you're special enough, and because, frankly, we all can do it, but it's just a matter of making the decision. Decide. Say, I will win the day today, and tomorrow I will wake up with the same goal to win the day, and I will keep striving to win the day until, quote unquote, my day comes. All right, that's all I got for you. That one was stirring in my heart, my soul. I wanted to get that out to you all. I hope you have a fabulous day. Please reach out anytime. BuiltForTheStage.com, at BuiltForTheStage. I'm Joe Roscoe. Actors are athletes. Train like one. Later.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.